What's going on, everybody? It's Chi-Town's BG, aka BG, with the Plug Radio LA, where you get plugged and stay connected. Happy Monday. It's about a quarter afternoon right now. Just taking it easy, checking in, you know, seeing how everything's going. Getting some of our listeners. Hopefully, y'all call in, man. Call in, give us some feedback. Let us know, you know, how it's going. Let us know how you're doing and how everything's checking out. You know, it's Monday. It's that typical day, back to the grind, and it's after lunchtime now. So I know everybody's probably feeling it. You got to be feeling the itis, man. You get back from lunch, that's it. Back to your cubicle or your desk, wherever you're at. I start closing. You don't even know what happened. Anyways, gonna go ahead and mix up a little playlist for y'all. Keep it coming for the next couple hours. And maybe get into a couple discussion topics as I go here. I haven't thought too much into what to discuss. The world's got a lot of crazy stuff going on. I got a lot of crazy stuff going on. The Plug got a lot of crazy stuff going on. So why don't you get at all of us on Instagram. Follow the Plug Radio on Instagram, as well as myself and the others. And, you know, keep up with what we got going on, because it's going to be a whole lot in 2018. I'm telling you. You know, someone told me at the beginning of this year, and they said, man, things are just going to happen. You just got to be patient. Man, and little did I know, patience was like 2 weeks away. It's been skyrocketing ever since. So we're taking off. I'm going to hit you with some music that's going to take off with it. I hope y'all enjoy your Monday, and get at us, man. All right. What up, everybody? You're back with the Plug Radio LA. This is Chi-Town's BG, aka BG, and I'm also here with the host of one of our other shows, Kadesh.
What's happening?
We're just kicking it right now, and I was actually just saying to him, we should chill outside. Outside's a place to be, man. Look up. Look at the sky. Like, I'm all about seeing this world, because this is it. This is it. So, you know, appreciate the day, because being stuck inside all day ain't the way to be, Kadesh.
You know, I'm from Oklahoma. And for everybody that's in Oklahoma listening, and you from Chicago.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter. Either way, it's, you know, people don't like to be outside like that. We in California. We ain't at the beach. Well, we can go to the beach. You want to go
it's
to the beach?
It's too cold. Nah, hell nah.
It's really cold.
It's way too cold. Hey, we missed one call from y'all. If you want, you can give it a call back real quick. But with that in mind, we're going to go ahead and put out a few more songs, try to get a couple calls up, and we'll be back with all y'all. All right, stay tuned.
What's going on, Plug Radio LA? It's Tomas Cardenas from Built Different. I just wanted to reach out to you guys to congratulate you for everything you do on Anchor. I think what Anchor's platform allows for is super cool, and to see other people like yourself on there means a lot, because I'm a big fan of Anchor and I just love watching other people and what they can create. If you're ever interested in doing a podcast together, feel free to head over to my page, show me some love, call in, comment, whatever you need to do to get my attention. Regardless though, thank you so much for everything you do, and I'm excited to see what you come up with in the future.
Hey y'all, this is BG just signing in and signing right back out. I hope y'all have a good rest of your week. I'll be checking in with you tomorrow. Y'all take it easy. It's the Plug Radio LA, where you get plugged and stay connected.
Yo, what's good? It's your boy Sir, aka Edisoz on Instagram. And I'm picking it up with my boy Kadesh, dropped it off at. And you're now listening to Threadheads on the Plug Radio LA, where you get plugged and you stay connected. We're going to be right back. So don't worry about it. Hang on to your hats. All right, kids? All right. Yo, what's poppin'? And we back. You rockin' with your boy, Sir, a.k.a. Edisoz on the Plug Radio LA. And how's my Threadheads doing out there? How's all my creatives, man? Hope y'all doing good. Yo, you gonna have to forgive me if I sound kind of slow. Boy, just, got some couple Z's and whatever before I came and hopped on here for y'all. So if I'm kind of sluggish getting into the segment, please don't worry, just getting started. Anyways, talking about my Threadheads, what'd y'all make today, man? What'd y'all make over the weekend? And I'll take some time off to like drink a beer, smoke a little bit. What'd y'all do, huh? I know I had me a couple if y'all was listening. But I was thinking over the weekend, actually I got a package, what was it, last week my boy had made me these dope ass stickers. He gave me 2 stickers, man. Yo, go check him out. His name is Deadlocks on Instagram, man. Go check him out. This dude is a great artist, even better photographer. You know what I mean? So anyways, let me get into what he had made. He had made these stickers. You know the likes that you get up on Facebook? Well, he did the opposite of that, yo. And the way that these look, these are like gooned out, you know what I mean? And his creation, you know, like he got like the goon mask with like one, but with like a negative sign towards it, you know what I mean? Like with it. And to me, this is really dope. I got one on my computer. I'm about to slap the other one somewhere here in the art district downtown. Dude's like really creative, man. Anyways, so I got my, you know, creative thoughts jumping off the wall. Like, man, hold on, he over here, you know, doing his thing. And so I was like, okay, cool, bet. I had these shirt ideas, you know, these shirt ideas that I had. And I'm like, you know, I need to make these come to life. Because so as you think it, so it shall be. And I was like, damn, all right, I need to get. So I hit up, you know, one of my girls. And I, you know, she's a graphic art designer. You know, she real low key. And I was like, you know what? Hey, let me see if I could have her. So I sent her over a design, right? I sent her a design. I was like, hey, I need you to switch this up, that. And then she's like, I'll do you even one better. I said, oh? She was like, yeah. I redesigned the whole thing. I was like, oh, snap, that. I was like, she was like, so what colors you need? I said, same exact colors, because it's going to go on a black T-shirt. Talking about the design. She's like, all right, cool. I got that in the works, right? Right. So, going back to my homeboy Deadlocks on Instagram with the sticker, I was like, you know what? You know, it'd be a dope thing to do to actually buy him like a little ski mask, because that's what the sticker is. Like a little ski mask. And I actually picked that up today. I was downtown, you know, I got off work. And, you know, I stopped by and I was like saying what's up to everybody down there that I speak to or whatever. And I picked up, you know, a black one and, you know, a red one. And then I was like, you know what? I haven't made a hat in a while, you know, because I got the designs in my head. And I'm like, let me go ahead and grab a couple hats. You know what I mean? Let me grab a couple and see, you know, what I can do with them. So that's what I did today, actually, you know, Monday. Grab the ski mask for my boy, cause he about to go do something wild with his. I already know, like he already got some stuff floating around in his head. I already know what he's gonna do. You know, he about to design some stuff with his. And I was like, okay, cool. So I grabbed a couple, and I got a couple of patches in the back, right? So I'm like, okay, I'm gonna slap these patches on this thing right here. But not only that, get some stuff sewn on there. You know, some stuff I haven't seen before. So I'm looking at all these hats that people are coming out with, dad hats and so on and so forth. I'm like, all right, these are cool, but that's really not my style. You know, I like my hats to stand up, you know, so I like snapbacks. That's my whole thing. And I love snapbacks, man. You know, they stand up. You can, you know, tilt them to the side, to the back, to the front. You know what I mean? It just got this smooth NYC feeling to them, you know. And if you guys don't know, you know, that's why I like to grab my style and my flavor from. Especially the way I talk, so that's why I like that type of hat, you know, because it's so dynamic in my eyesight. Anyways, rocking with your boy, sir. You listen to Plug Radio LA. We get plugged, you stay connected. We're gonna take a little break and come right back. You rocking with sir. You listen to Threadhead segment in the Plug Radio LA. All right.
Join. Sir, a.k.a. Edisto, join Sir, a.k.a. Edisto.
Join Sir, a.k.a. Edisto
on Threadheads. Threadheads.
The Plug Radio LA, what's happening? Thanks so much for favoring my station. I really appreciate it. And I will definitely be checking out your content, your segments, things like that. So, cannot wait. And once again, thanks again for favoring the station. I appreciate it. The Plug Radio LA, what's happening? Thanks so much for favoring my station. I really appreciate it. And I will definitely be checking out your content, your segments, things like that. So, cannot wait. And once again, thanks again for favoring the station. I appreciate it.
Yo, what's good? It's your man, Sir, aka Edisodes on Instagram, and we back. Yeah, I know that segment or that break was kind of long, but we back at it. You're now listening to Threadheads Part 2 on the Plug Radio LA, where you get plugged in and you stay connected. Yeah, so we was talking earlier about like design and where you draw your inspiration from. So let's go ahead and jump right into it. Me, it's not a big secret or anything like that, so I'm gonna just give you where I draw my inspiration from. I go downtown Los Angeles a lot. That's what I do. I go downtown, I look at trees, buildings, how people dress, what people have on, what they don't have on, art. I go to like a lot of art galleries. I go to look at sculptors, you know what I mean? I know there's one cat named Fadia down there, great sculptor. And actually seen him at ComplexCon. Yo, shout out to everybody that went to ComplexCon too. I ran into Andre 3K, man, and I was stuttering all over myself when I freaking seen him, man. You know, never been starstruck. Never was starstruck. I just, you know, never seen him before, and I didn't even know what to say. You know, I was stuttering all over the place. Yeah. But he was cool about it. He kind of like chuckled, looked at me, and just kept moving. I kept moving, and that was basically it. But ComplexCon was definitely full of a lot of art. Bringing it back, my man Fadia, he has a shop down there, right there in the art district. You wouldn't even think about it. It looks like a building, like an old raggedy building. You can go inside, it's full of just sculptures and just great art. And you know, from time to time I go down there and I talk to him, like, hey, what's going on? He's an Italian dude, very talented guy. And we just sit there and we talk. And, you know, we talk about politics, we talk about art, we talk about girls. We just talk about how to see art and creativity. And find it very interesting as well. Another person I ran into, the designers of Myclo, M-Y-C-L-O, those dudes right there. Very talented. And all they do is make hats, man. They charge like 50 a hat. But they got their hat game down tight. They manufacture out of NYC. And, you know, they ship all over the world. It's very interesting how they take it. Basically, they just make a real good quality lasting hat. Model, and they throw a bunch of models in it. And they model it themselves and have something that they stand for. And they post it all over Instagram. And then, you know, you get interested in purchasing it. And it's made from all, like, refurbished, you know, materials and stuff like that, so it's not hurting the earth or anything like that, which is really smart. But yeah, so what do you draw your inspiration from? How do you get your creativity? Like I said, mine was walking down, and a couple of websites too. You know, I look at other people and how they did it, and once again, my biggest draw is from Japan. I mean, it just makes you feel alive. In my personal opinion, throwing on something from Japan, authentic in the way they manufacture it, in the way that they make it, everything from the material that they pick, to the style, to the cut, to the thread they're using to sew it all together, it's just a work of art to me. And that's how I see fashion. I know some people are like, oh, you need to produce more, put out more. Once again, my thing is quality over quantity, because I don't want to gyp anybody. I don't want to, you know, come up short for anybody. You know what I mean? What do I mean by that? I don't want you to come up short because I was rushing, because, you know, demand is so high, or demand from a certain couple people are high, you know? So I take my time and really think about, is this gonna last? Is this something people are gonna reach for when they look inside their closet? And that's what I ultimately want. That's what you ultimately want as a threadhead. Do you want somebody to look inside their closet as they open it up and be like, boom, Cloud 9 clothing. I'm grabbing that. Shout out to Cloud 9, by the way. Yo, go check out his stuff on Instagram, man. Dude is really talented in what he's doing. But once again, is your threads the first thing being grabbed for by the hands of people that's going inside their closet? Yo, you rocking with Sir, a.k.a. Edisodes. Listen to Plug Radio LA, where you get plugged and you stay connected. Be right back. Yo, what up? It's your man Sir, aka Edisos on Instagram, and we back. Rocking with the Plug Radio LA. And this part of the show is Threadheads, hosted by me, none other than. So let's get back into it. If you hear things shuffling around, you know, cans being open, you know, that's just me. Getting my energy for y'all. Alright, so like, yeah. No disrespect to y'all. This is real raw and uncut. Alright? You know what I mean? Anyways. So, what do y'all think about the new fashion that's coming out, man? With like Gucci and Prada and Louis and all that and the shoes. Like, they got these big bulky shoes they wanting y'all to envy and buy, man. Is y'all even into that, or y'all just buying into the advertisement and the marketing and the hype around that? Because I wouldn't buy those shoes if I had the money. Fuck no. I don't give a damn if Kanye rocking them. I spit in Kanye's face if I see that nigga and he asks me about them shoes. I'm sorry, man. I'm not rocking them big fucking boats, man. Them big ass, they look like Target specials, my nigga. Like blue light Target specials, my man. With just like a Gucci or Prada fucking logo on them, and they got y'all fooled out here buying them. Me, I'm not rocking that way. Once again, they feel like they can just throw whatever together, or they thinking fashion forward. No, think about it. These cats are all rich already. Now, some of their designs are sick, don't get me wrong. I mean, I'm like, damn, I want that. But at the same time, I feel as though they're getting lazy with their designs, man. Who's in charge? Yo, if it's that, you know, old, get them niggas out of there. Have them niggas make quality jackets and stuff like that and shirts. That's it. Like, as far as anything else, like streetwear, no, nigga, you're out of your lane. You're out of your category. You know what I mean? That's like me trying to go to a fancy restaurant and try to tell the chef what to fucking make. You out of your fucking lane when it comes down to street fashion, you know? Well, my man Kanye, I'm glad he went off and did his thing as far as his street fashion, this type of, you know, because that segued a lot of doors for cats, you know what I mean? And saying that, I want to go into this. Hold on. Gotta sip on this Red Bull. Is that, you know, when you're coming up with your stuff, don't mimic those dudes who have like top brands and stuff like that. Don't mimic them cats, man. Those cats been around for a very, very long time. And guess what? They agreed upon themselves that one particular person was good because they chose to go their own way. Guess what? When you choose to go your own way, you're great already because you made that decision. You know what I mean? Now it's time for the people to catch up to your idea, your clothing. And I think all clothing designing is subjective. You know what I mean? You have your own personality and perspective on it. So me not liking that stuff doesn't mean I'm saying it's bad stuff. No, because somebody might like that Tonka truck shoe, you know, type stuff. Me, nah, not so much. I'm cool. Go ahead and keep that over there on your side of the tracks. I mean, hey, once again, you rocking with your man Sir, aka Edisos and his Threadheads on the Plug Radio LA. Tell me what you think. You know what I mean? Not rocking none of that stuff, man. And I've been saying this for like a couple of years, like cats are starting to get lazy. Like I'm starting to look at people and I'm like, where are you hiring these dudes from? Like, you know? And I think school has a lot to do with it. I'm glad I didn't go to school for fashion because my eyeball, somebody said, oh, you're untrained and stuff like that. Cool, but at the same time, I think outside of the box. Because once you go to school for music, you kind of like thinking inside of this lane according to what the industry standard is, or, you know, now you're making music according to the industry standard, and now you're making clothing according to the fashion standard, and so on and so on. So I think it kind of like distorts your creative vision a little bit if you let it. But that's just my opinion. Once again, you can make whatever and sell it. If it's selling, cool. But if it's not selling, hey man, you're doing something wrong. And if you get mad, well, you got to think about your design really popping, like how you see it in your head. Same thing with those shoes, man. A couple of the designs I see coming out, cats think they can just throw anything upon anything and then just sell it and have a dope ass social media account. That's gonna work for a little while, but is it gonna last? I don't know. Maybe we're getting too deep on the subject. Anyways, you rocking with your boy Sir, aka Edisoles. You've been listening to Threadheads. This is part 3 on the Plug Radio LA, where you get plugged in and you stay connected. Hey yo, and we back. It's your man Sir, aka Edisoles, on Instagram with Plug Radio LA. You're now rocking with Threadheads. Hell, that was the end of the segment. And now we're just going to jump into some random topic of conversation and convo, all right? So if that's okay with you, let's go ahead and get right into it. Shout out to my man Kadesh. He had a great set earlier. He segued me into this. And we got up next with my man Rob with Liars. Okay, all you lying-ass thieving, tongue-twisting, conniving. Y'all know who y'all are. But right now, for the last 30 minutes of the show, 25 minutes, we're just going to talk about random stuff, you know, back to back. And let's get into some design stuff. So, here we go. Designing. How do I start off mine? Right now, I got a hat in front of me with a bunch of patches. I got an Italian flag patch. I got a Hispanic flag patch, an American flag, a Japanese, you know, and I just try to fit them where I can on the hat. Not saying randomly, no, it's all strategic. I even got a Canadian one right here. Look at this Canadian. And some of these are going to go on jackets, and some of these are going to go on this hat right here in front of me. And what am I going for? Differentiality. Differentiating myself from other people. Setting myself apart and really showcasing my own imagination, you know what I mean, my own imaginative skill without any formal schooling or training or anything like that. Yes, I take references from articles that I read. Hey, where to place the patches on the hat for the most visibility, the most engaging way that you can do things. Yes, I do research like that because Google is a classroom. If you haven't heard, now you heard it from me the first time anybody has said it. Maybe not the last. But yeah, so Google is a classroom. I Google this stuff, you know what I mean? I go to different websites to discover this stuff, you know what I mean? If you're not doing that, then I don't know what the hell you're doing. You're just watching other people put together, saying, wishing me, my, and I, and like, I hope I can do that one day. That's stupid. Anyways, so I pick up the hat, and I got it in my left hand, the bill in my left hand, and the bill is facing to my left. So I take a patch, and I put it on the hat on the left hand side. Does that look good? Yeah, that's cool, but where can it be placed better? You know what I mean, for better visibility. And what am I going for with that, with this hat? What am I trying to say? What am I trying to convey? Who am I trying to have put on this thing? And that's the most important thing. Who's going to be wearing this thing? Who wants to do this? And my designs, I like to think of them as like a one-shot deal. Like once I do it once, like I'm not going to try to recreate that thing. And that's me. And, you know, and that's what makes it, quote unquote, rare, if you will, because nobody's really going to take the energy and go out and actually do this stuff. And that's what I like, because when you create something and you're getting a lot of kudos and props for it, nobody's going to really try to duplicate it. You might have one out there that, you know, got the gall and the balls. And I like that type of stuff. That means you're doing something worth mimicking or duplicating or copying. I like that. And if you never read the book Still Like an Artist, go out and read that. Reading is fundamental, kids, for real. It's a book called Still Like an Artist, and it's a really good book. And it's basically saying nothing's new under the sun. We all doing the same shit with just different, you know, taglines and logos and, you know, variations of design. So, yeah, I mean, if you really think about it. And that comes out of the Bible, too. So, yeah, Bible gang. So what am I trying to put on the front? I got a couple old school designs that I can slap on here, but I got a couple new things I want to try out as well. But is the old going to mix with the new, or is the new going to rock with the new? So it's all, once again, subjective of how you see your own design. And that's how I like to approach it. I like to look at it. And I like to take my time. I'm very patient because fashion isn't going anywhere. If you really think about it, it's not going anywhere. Anybody can rock a hat. You think you're gonna misstep or something like that if you rush. Like, nah, like, take your time, relax, sit down, really think about it, put it together piece by piece. That's what I like to do, you know? And so far it's worked out and it's really differentiated me from other people. Anyways, this has been your boy, Sir. You've been rocking with the Plug Radio LA. You get plugged in and you stay connected. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back here in a couple minutes. Yo, this is Sir, a.k.a. Edisoles on Instagram. You've been rocking with me for my segment. Up next, we got Rob with Liars, with all you dirty liars out there. Anyways, you've been listening to the Plug Radio Show. We get plugged and you stay connected. All right? All right, yo, Rob, go ahead and take them away and tell them the truth about themselves. All right? All right, sir, go on.
What's going on, Plug Radio LA fans? This is Rob Favez coming to you at 8:14 p.m. here in Sunnyside, Los Angeles, California. Today's topic we're talking about today is liars. Man, I don't understand why people lie about the littlest shit. Y'all lie about what school y'all go to, what y'all eating, where y'all living, what you driving. I mean, y'all lie about the littlest shit. And at this point, it's got to stop, because I don't see how y'all get through life with lying. Y'all can't get nowhere in life with lying. Prime example, I got a homegirl, bro. Girl staying with her, whatnot. She lies about the littlest shit. She lies so hard. She lie about the sky. Green, blue, red. Don't know what the fuck she talking about. And I'm just like, why are you lying? Get it. Bitch lied about a damn age. Lied to her parents about what school she go to. Bitch not even in school. I mean, shit. That shit is wild, bro. I mean, I don't understand why. What's the point of lying? I mean, it's not going to get you anywhere. Just be yourself. If you can't be yourself, then you ain't real. And I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm being too far-fetched. Am I lying? Nah, I'm Rob. I can't lie. I'm not lying to you now. Like, everybody ain't got it perfect. We all be struggling at some points. You know, it's always like that. It's life. But the main thing is, how are you going to react when it's time for you to pick it back up? I mean, everybody's not on the pedestal like that. Everybody's not going to be born into Kardashians and, you know, Jay-Z households and none of that shit. It's not going to happen. But the moral of the fact.
So, yes. Oh, we're still on. Damn, it's still going. Thought we had a little interruption, but we're still going in. But anyways, shout out to Cristiano for the call in. But just to continue on the fact that, I mean, liars, bro, they just don't get no respect from me, bro. I'd rather you just be straight up with me, 100 with it, and just tell me, like, what's going on. Like, if you ain't got it, you ain't got it. If you do got it, you got it. I mean, damn, it really ain't that hard to keep it real. Because, I mean, a lie only going to take you so far. Because once people start asking, okay, like, you know, where's everything at, then at this point, you're fucked. So, I mean, that's the moral of the story, man. It was good talking to y'all. I'm going to come back to y'all in another segment. Right now, I'm going to go ahead and play some music. Y'all go ahead and be safe, and I'll come back to y'all in a minute. Another thing that's crossed my attention. Cheaters. Lying and cheating goes in the same category. So, let's just talk about it. Cheating. If you're going to cheat on somebody, break up with them. But if they're treating you right, you shouldn't have no reason to cheat in the first place. I know I'm preaching. Now, I'm not going to say cheating is a good thing, but cheating is not necessarily a bad thing. Cheating comes in terms of, like, emotional stability. So basically, I'm just going to say it like this. If your man or woman or spouse, whatever you want to call it, if your significant other is not doing their job to keep you happy, look for other options. Because guess what? You never know what you might be missing. One man's treasure could be another man's blessing. That person that you're talking to may very well not be the person that you're destined with. It could be somebody else. It could be somebody that you're overlooking, talking shit about, all the extra bullshit. Which, at this point, like I said, if you with the dude and you still cheating, you shouldn't even be with the dude no more, because at the end of the day, he ain't doing his job. He or she ain't doing his job. Oh, I shouldn't say that about my girlfriend. That's fucked up. No, I love you, honey. Face ass. No, but the moral of the story is, guys, lying and cheating goes in the same boat. I just feel as if you want to cheat on somebody, just break up with them. You know, there's no point of continuously putting yourself in a position and a state of mind where it's not healthy for you to stay. You know, if you're not happy, just leave. You know, especially right now, if you ain't got no damn ring on your finger, you can go. Am I right? Am I preaching to the calm down. Everybody calm down. But nah, I'm just saying, cheating and lying, nobody's saying it's a good thing. I'm not saying it's even recommended. But if you got to do it, you got to do it. But move on better from it. Man, I'm preaching tonight.
Let me keep on going. If y'all got any questions, man, go ahead, call in, man. It's your boy, Rob, 5X on the beat. I'm done with it. On my
plug radio. Plug radio. LA. Get plugged. Get plugged. Stay connected.
The Plug Radio LA, what's happening? Thanks so much for favoring my station. I really appreciate it. And I will definitely be checking out your content, your segments, things like that. So, cannot wait. And once again, thanks again for favoring the station. I appreciate it.